Hello, my friends. This is Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. This week, we started exploring our seventh secret of the self. Every life is spiritual. And yesterday, we started to compare or line up the universal rules of creation with the personal. Today, we'll pick up where we left off. Rule number 6, universal rule, simple forms grow into more complex forms. Simple forms. So, you know, you started life as a single cell, one cell. Multiply this one cell, multiplied 50 times to give you the 50 trillion cells in your body, which is more than all the stars in the Milky Way galaxy. Eyes, nose, ears, cells within those organs, fingernails, hair follicles, brain, genitalia, all from one cell. Simple forms grow into more complex forms. I just gave you an example. What's the personal application of that? Your inner awareness is always evolving. Just leave it alone. Just get out of the way. That is what I mean by choiceless awareness and subtle intention. That leads us to universal rule number 7. Knowledge takes in more and more of the world. Every day, you expand your knowledge. How does that affect into a personal rule? The direction of life is from duality, which means separation, in the direction of unity, unity consciousness. That leads to universal rule number 8. Evolution develops survival traits that perfectly match the environment. An eagle is perfectly designed to fly in the sky. A fish is perfectly designed to live underwater. And amphibians are perfectly designed to move from water to land and back and forth. A flower is perfectly designed to bloom in the spring. So how does that apply to your personal life? Rule number 8. If you open yourself to the force of evolution, it will carry you where you want to go. All you need is subtle intention, letting go, and choiceless awareness. You do this every night when you go to sleep. You have a subtle intention, then you let it go, and your body falls asleep. In the morning, when you move your bowels, you do the same thing. Otherwise, if you try too hard, you're constipated. And at some level, you're making your heart beat, but you're not even aware of it. So you see, evolution will take you wherever you want to go. Universal rule number 9, therefore, chaos serves evolution. In fact, Nietzsche once said, you must have chaos within you to give birth to a dancing star. Chaos leads to creativity. How does that apply to our personal mind and our personal evolution? The fragmented mind cannot get you to unity. Our mind is fragmented. It's conditioned. It can't get you into unity, but all you have is your mind, so you have to use it. And how do you use it? By watching it, by not manipulating it, by observing it. And then realizing that the observer of the mind is not the mind. And therefore, you as the observer of the mind is free of the mind. Universal rule number 10. Many invisible levels are enveloped in the physical world. So there are layers of existence, the physical layer of existence, the energetic layer of existence, the mind layer of existence, the intellect layer of existence, the ego layer of existence, the soul level of existence, and then universal existence. So what does that mean? It means you are currently living in many dimensions all at once. You're living at the physical level, you're living at the mental level, emotional level, psychological level, intellectual level, ego level, soul level. And so the appearance that you're just trapped in space and time as a physical entity is an illusion that you're trapped in. If you follow these 10 principles, you will see that they represent ways to conceive of the operating system of life that keeps one reality going while experiencing itself in maximum diversity. You are the one being experiencing maximum diversity. So this is what it means to live life consciously or unconsciously. Unconsciously, you're a biological robot. Consciously, you're the observer of the biological robot. Metacognition. Observe before you react. Observe experience and observe choice. The choice to be conscious or not is the choice we have to make first before we embark on the journey of transformation. Join me tomorrow for Friday meditation.